News Hit.
Hey, it's Matt Petropoulos with your news on demand. The annual CEO Sleepout is happening tonight, St. Vincent de Paul raising funds and awareness for the homeless. On the Gold Coast, more than 200 business, community and government leaders will be roughing it out at Cbus Super Stadium, aiming to raise $500,000 across the city. Chris Martin from Vinnie's Queensland says it comes as the face of homelessness continues to change.
What we're seeing is it's not the traditional homeless person pushing a shopping trolley down the street. We're seeing people with pride that are sleeping in their cars, at local beaches, in community parks. Homelessness is changing and circumstances are a big part of that.
It's been revealed some major Gold Coast buildings will need to be reviewed as part of the massive combustible cladding audit. The Q1 in both Robina and Gold Coast Uni Hospital are among the 677 structures under the microscope here. Investigators from state government will be looking for combustible materials like zinc, copper and polyethylene. Each investigation is expected to cost $4,000. Three Russians and a Ukrainian have been formally charged, accused of playing a significant role in the downing of Flight MH17. All 298 people on board, including 38 Australians, were killed when the plane was shot down over eastern Ukraine in July 2014. And in sport, injured Maroons enforcer Jai Arrows revealed the extent of the damage on his ankle, which has ruled him out for the rest of the Origin series and a big chunk of the season for the Titans. The Lock telling Nine the news from the doctor wasn't good when he woke up from surgery this week.
Once I woke up from surgery, he told me that it definitely needed it. He said that I ruptured all three ligaments and ruptured a medial that I didn't even know was in the ankle.
Teammate Jared Wallace takes his place for Sunday's Game 2 in Perth. And you can get your news whenever you want by downloading our app just via your smart speaker or at hit.com.au.